and Terry. Shredner, Vice Ball, Sunday night.
Quickly recap what we did last time. Actually, just one other thing I wanted to shout out. I couldn't find this clear, this halacha. Very interesting halacha. Moshe, in the summer, quite a few people, Moshe, they can't daven so late. They can't stay up so late for nacht. So what is it? They go to sleep. And they get up on Sunday morning. So we're wondering last time, what they do on the Gabe Mariv. Do they daven Mariv from Plaga Menach on Shabbos? Or do they do Tashlimin on Sunday morning? That was a shayla. Halacha is actually.
So in the Shulchan Aruch it said, "Oh, Moshi, let's get some pasach chet gimel."
Yeah. Thank you very much. So in the Shulchan Aruch, let's see if we can find where it is. In Reish Sadi Gimel. Reish Sadi Gimel Sif Gimel. Mishu Honus, someone on Anus, could learn to say the Hakshal the Chum, the Vamitsu, Yachal, his spouse, and Motsushas, Makam in Kalamar. A person can read Davon Mariv on Motsushas from Plakam in Chomwood.
He can't say Atachin Anton.
He says Atachin Anton.
As well?
Everything. Wow. He says that, Ramada, or a Habdil Miyad, and he can do Abdullah.
On Shabbos.
Avo, Lo Yiborach Alane, he can't light a fire. That you can't do, that's pushing a bit to light the fire. But you're allowed to make Havdalah, you're allowed to do Mincha, you're allowed to have Mariv, and you're allowed to do Havdalah. Yeah, I'm allowed in there. The Chayin also says Melacha, obviously, I'll say it's called, let's do it. Mishnah Berurah says over here, Mishnah Berurah, Mekomah and Kosva Achonim, the Ein Lasses came. A person should not do this. The Dabba Tamua Hu Lerabim. It's a thing which is very strange to public. Gam Shema Yoba the Hakum Melacha, the problem you're making in the Egg, and that's Tomek Rabban, his father Mincha, this shouldn't do this. He's not very happy with this. The Mishnah doesn't like this. But this is talking about Pasha Abdullah, not to make Abdullah. Mariv, the you should have. So I don't know, I haven't seen this, I don't know what you do in this place, I don't know what happens. But the Chayra, you could daven Mariv, say Atachin Antonu, go to sleep.
Are you sure you say Atachin Antonu? According to you, you said
you couldn't like that. I'd imagine Atachin
Antonu. Now that's from Abdullah. You can't say Atachin Antonu when it's still Shabbos. If it's still Shabbos, you can't.
But how can you daven Mariv? What do you mean?
Mariv is what? Because you can daven Mariv after blood.
It's what's the Shabbos. You've done a weed this Manasra. You've done a weed this Manasra.
How do you do that? What? How do you
do this Manasra? Excuse me. On Shabbos or afternoon, do you daven Mariv?
Shabbos afternoon.
From Plaga Mincha?
Let's say, I don't care. I go home
and daven this Manasra on
Shabbos.
Why?
Because you can't
daven
on Shabbos. You can't daven on Shilo.
It's not Sira.
Why is it not
Sira? It's not Sira. That's a Chesh Megmala. From Plaga Mincha, you'll have to daven. That's what it says. Malach is a kavushon. You can't do malach. It's tefillah. It's a special kula.
Ask him. A normal week, can we have mara before nacht?
Yeah.
How come? It's still daylight.
No, because nothing wrong with having a shemnes
on. You know, you're mara. Mara means it's night type. It's not night. It's daylight.
He said you can't malach. I'm telling you, it's a kula in tefillah. It's a special kula in tefillah. The chiddush. The nice thing. I don't know. I'm not sure. But as far as I know, these people who do daven early, as far as I know, they will daven. I don't think they do tashlim on Sunday morning. I don't think so. I could verify. I asked a few people. I couldn't find out anyone.
Havdalah, they would have to do. Havdalah.
Wait till Sunday. Havdalah, wait till Sunday. That's all they can wait till Sunday.
Not another tefillah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that was just to clarify one thing. Like, just a quick sikkum what we learned last time. The last time we know about tefillah is Mariv. So we said that Mariv starts, it's interesting about the Mishnah. The one man to overhold in the Mishnah that you've got Mincha till Plaga Mincha, and then, so you heard that, and then you start Mariv. Another Shitta holds, Moshi, that you've got Mincha till Shkia, Tzitzit Chomim, and then Mariv starts. It goes together. It's a Kudah and a Chomri, yeah? Kudah and a Yehuda, that you can daven Mincha till Plaga Mincha, and then Mariv starts, and from him, you can't start, once you get to Plaga Mincha, you can't daven Mincha anymore, it's finished. So it depends on you. So the Machaba holds an Arocha, the Machaba says, tonight was 7:56, why should you plug a Mincha? Right, so I got to what you could do is you could have a Mincha before 7:56, and then you could have a Mariv afterwards. That's what you have to do. The Shulchan Aruch says in Arocha, I must say, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is very, very interesting. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch is, Now with this halacha, brings both shittas. The signal, the maskana of the Gemara is the avat kamal with the mak avat. You can do how you want. You can follow either Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanon, either one. They say emerging gemara actually. I think we said this over once before. I think one of the rebbes, the Kersenberg Rebbe, I think, who went to be mispalel once by the kever of Rabbi Yehuda in Sfas, I think it was. The maisi davened mincha there, and then after mincha he was going back to the car and he started crying. He was very, very upset, very, very upset. So the guy was with him, says, Rebbe, what song is there? Rebbe says, we've got to come back here tomorrow. He said, okay. So the next day, the Rebbe tells the Gabba that we have to go back to the same kever. I want to go earlier this time. You know? Gabba, no kashas. The Rebbe says, we go earlier. So he went earlier. And again, they went there, and the Rebbe davened mincha there. Strange. It's not normal. Anyway, after the mincha, the Rebbe was very happy, and the Gabba asked him, what's going on? Well, he did care. He went, actually. So the Rebbe said to me, yesterday, when I came here, I davened mincha. This is by the kever of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that after plaga mincha is my marif. Mm-hmm. He said, how could I have mincha here? He said, after plaga mincha. I felt so bad. How is it's an asus to daven mincha by such a kever. He said, I had to come back again to daven before plaga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's just Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that you're allowed to daven marif from plaga mincha. Rabban, I'll go later. The Shulchan Aruch passes like this. I see the tomorrow will come out of it. Because it's interesting, Losh HaShulchan Aruch. V'hu sheyase lo'oilon. But you can't chop a change. You either follow Rabbi Yehuda or you follow Rabban. It has to be worse. That means if you daven mincha after plaga mincha, then you'll show you hold that Rabban. If you daven marif after plaga mincha, then you show you follow Rabbi Yehuda. You have to be consistent. Now, from the Shulchan Aruch, mashmi, you can't change from one time to the other. Well, last time we spoke.
One off.
What?
If it's a one off, you always done marif this Monday, but now you're very tired. One done minute, so what?
We done the Shulchan Aruch.
Fascinating, or what?
Well, sickness of the Ovid come out of it, but who she yas and the Oilom? The Meister will make it. It's true. We do bend sometimes. People in the summer, for example, change sometimes. Sometimes, right, someone's tired. They do. I don't know how it fits in exactly, but the Meister, we do change. It's not so important. Then the Meiri says the Meiri is only from one day itself. From one day to the next you can change. The Meiri, the Shulchan Aruch seems to play Loilam. I don't know, unless it's Lav Dafka, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. That was Halacha number one. So that's what you can do. Then we had another interesting Shai that we spoke about last time, also very interesting. And that was, what happens? Oh, so the Halacha is that you have to use Plaga Mincha, as you talk about. What time is Plaga Mincha, Moishi?
7:56.
That means it's wrong. If I were to example daven mincha at 8:00 and 8:15 daven marif, I'm doing something, it doesn't make sense what I'm doing. I'm doing my new shitter. And what I can do is I can daven 7:30 mincha, wait till 5 to 8, 7:04 sandwich, 7:56. 7:56, I can do marif, that I can do. It seems that there was a minig by a tzibur. Some tzibur's apparently used to daven consistently the whole summer at a particular, let's say it daven at 7:30 right through summer.
Marif.
Mincha and Marek. 7:30 Mincha and Marek, 4:20. Now that is problematic. Now some want to miyashiv for tzibur that because it's a toil, Losh Mishabru is very interesting. Mishabru said Losh is that's a big toil to gather them to come back again, and therefore we discard this halach of Tata Sasra. But first of all, this halach is only by a tzibur. It's not for a yochid. That means if a yochid he's gone to Italy for holiday, for example, right? And at 8:00 in the afternoon, he realizes he's not done mincha. He's done with mincha at 8:00. And then he says, oh, you know what? I must have a marriage straight away. That's no hector for. He has to wait till plug. Others say you can use skier as a dividing line. That's also a dividing line. But there has to be some sort of dividing line.
Why about
tzibur's
different?
Tzibur's got a tzibur and tzibur.
No,
it's
done 10 minutes before plug or 15 minutes before plug. And by the time you finish, you're ready to plug. It doesn't matter.
No, I had to say kasha. But I think for some tzibur, it's very complicated. You start at 1 week, it's 7:10. Another week, so it's quarter past, 7:20, so it's just
marriage is also before plug.
I know, but they didn't like it as well. I must say, I don't ask many questions where I always say, I once went to a shul somewhere,
yeah.
And they done, it was Erev Shabbos, they done a mincha marriage before plug a mincha.
Wow.
That's not bad. Mincha was, what do you call it, a certain time, let's say plug was 7:30, they done a mincha 6:45, they were finished with 5:07 mincha, they started straight away marriage, I think we were hoping for plug.
The rov,
I'm
not sure, didn't say
I'm not saying any
questions. Don't say who the rov is, but I'm saying the rov is masculine to it. What's the rov?
Why is the rov masculine?
I don't know, she asked a question. I don't know why she is a good question. I don't know the answer. It's a good question. That's a chiddush ring. Before plaque, it's a diamond.
Before plaque, it definitely comes out, man.
Pasha doesn't manage no good. Pasha doesn't have a good yard. The four plug is there, according to no one. No shit which holds that four plug is what do you call it? This happens sometimes on Erev Shabbos. Someone told him once, I don't forget, he told me, he said he came to shul once. He said he's never, he doesn't know what happened. He came to shul. His wife at Canada home, he went to shul. So there was no one in shul. He waited, there's no one in shul. Anyway, he realized that he made a mistake by an hour. His clock was wrong by an hour. But then what he realized was that his wife had lit candles before plug them in her. Which was also no good. So you have to relight it. So before plug them in, chapashas is nothing. Yeah? Okay. Then the other thing was over here. Now let's talk about someone comes to Mariv. Let's talk about our Shaila today. Someone comes to Mariv. Let's start from here straight away. Someone comes to Mariv tonight, I might say walked in late. And then in the middle of Birkas Krishna. Now what's he supposed to do? Now, Zicha, there's no shadow about this. The best option is to go somewhere else. That's definitely the best option. It's really that the Tfilas Maariv should be done Kaseda. I mean, you start from the beginning, from Baruch, you work right the way through. That's Zicha, the best Eitzah. But let's say it's not practical for this person. Person came in late to Maariv. He came into Shul. He's done Mincha. He's coming from Maariv, and he walked in late to Shul. What? He missed Baruch. He's in the middle of Birsk. What? He's in the middle of Birsk. He's in the middle of Birsk. Whatever he's in the middle of. I say.
Can't catch up. What's the problem?
Can't you're in. So Shai's what to do now. Shai's what to do. So, right. The first thing is. What? Oh, so the first thing is, it looks like that if he's Mashiach, that he can catch up with them by Shemon Esra. I mean, they just start Lava Foden, let's say, for example. So he makes a cheshbon, by the time they finish out to Shemon Esra, I'll be out to Shemon Esra with them, then there's no problem. He may start with Birkas Krishna, as it is, yeah?
So where's the 10 people from?
What machine?
Where are the 10 people from?
No, the meeting was there, but he didn't wait for him. There was a meeting there for Mariv. He came late, and now he's going to catch up. So if he can run Shad, he'll get up to Shemon Esra with them, to start with them. That's what he should do. And like Simcha says, that means even if you think there's a Cheshvi, he has to be like, Baruch Hashem, Lo Yidam, Omen, Omen, he's not doing it. The reason why we say Baruch Hashem, Lo Yidam, Omen, Omen, is actually very interesting. We should probably sound. Why do we say this part? Read this halacha in Mariv, the same as Shachris, that you mentioned be Soymech Ullah Litfila. Really, that's the halacha. Where's the lowest place? So the halach, why do we do this? So here, in race
stuff.
What, Moshi? Right, Moshi's right, yeah, right. Come to that, Moshi, very good, you'll come to that. He wants to know why next door they don't say Baruch Hashem, what happened there? Good question, Moshi, very good. So here, in race stuff involved, see face. A person we must sit between Geula in Mariv and Shemon Esra. But after Noegin Lomi Yuchas Psukim, even those who've got a minute to say the 18 Psukim, that's Baruch Hashem, you should go straight from there to Shemon Esra. Mio Masha Marcus Ashatz Rishchodesh, for example, that's not Hefsuk, and therefore there's no problem there, yeah? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Even in Mariv times, a mitzvah to be so very good. And he says that this psukim of Baruch Hashem Lo Yidam Omen Ramein Yireinenu is not a hefsek. He says why? It used to be the place of davening were in the fields. They were scared to be there so long. It was dark. They didn't want to be there so late. Chazal Masakim to say this psukim, which has got 18 times Hashem's name in it, connecting Yuchas Brachos Yesh between the Arabs, connecting the 18 Brachos in Shemon Esra, when they've torn Mekash, you say Kaddish, and therefore it delayed matters a bit. So if someone was late, he wouldn't actually be left by himself in the field. So if someone came 2 or 3 minutes late in wherever it was, for Mariv in the fields, he didn't want to be left alone by himself, so they made Mariv slightly longer in order that the rest of the civil would carry on down in Mariv. Take time, he could catch up, and then they could all go home together. That was Takona, he says. That's how they made this movie, yeah? He says, even though now we haven't got this problem at all.
So Takona was not that the Sheba and Shemon Esra together.
Right. Exactly. I'm not sure it's the same thing.
Yeah,
she
can catch up.
What?
Done that after just to catch up to the
no, but if I come late, for example, yeah. So how am I gonna go home with everyone else? They're all ahead of me. We've got to delay it.
You can delay the end also. We took a bit of
Oh, why didn't they make it afterwards?
Yeah.
Why didn't they make it then? I hope it was a question. Why didn't they make it there? He's asking why they made it before Shemini Esrei. My brother, the terrorist is. What? Yeah. That's a terrorist. Everyone goes home. That is a terrorist. If you're stuck in there, I should actually stay there. That's what happens. So that's what he says. If Torah goes wrong, after Shkazis, my Arabs, what is this? Even a Nazi down in Shul, learning about Menorishon. Now, Moshe, listen carefully. But yes, Mirah Gedolim, some of the Gedolim held you should not say it. Moshe.
Even in Chosroth.
What?
In
yeah, anyway, it looks like. Anyway, Ad Kadosh Shoyim, it's actually the Gaon. The Gaon says one should not say it, so the Hefzer, one shouldn't say it. My sin, the Exeter Shoyim looks like they're knowing about the Gaon, and everywhere else they're knowing like the Chosroth. That's what it seems. Yeah? Very interesting. So that's where it comes from, this milieu. But the idea is to delay things. So if someone's running late in Maariv, and he realizes the Maisi wants to catch one Esrim, he's allowed to miss out, Baruch Hashem, no, you know what I mean, allowed to miss out that
bit. Why wants the Shabbos is different?
They speak about it. Why is it? I think they say because everyone comes early. There's no people don't come late on Motor Shabbos.
No,
it's 11 o'clock. The summer is 11 o'clock. It's right, Wishy. Yeah, good catch. I don't know, Wishy. Yeah, in the summer. Now, if someone, there's a big shaila, because of this question, what's going on is some say that you can't make this fill up after Shemini Esrei. This Baruch Hashem, you don't make up afterwards. So others say that you can say, which was Machroi is, you can say it, but you're not Messiah in the Brocha. You don't finish off with the Chasima. You can say it, but do not be Messiah in the Brocha. How it finishes off, Melech before you do it. Don't finish off
when
that Brocha.
When you
go
on the
Achilles,
you still say it.
Yeah, that looks like that. That was Takonos Chazal, it looks like. So that, you're not Mechalik in that way. So you're not Mechalik in that way. Like that. Yeah. Now, the question is over. So why am I over here? So that's what you do if you come in late, yeah? Now, Shaila is, that's all very good if you can make it. Why does someone come in very late? That? So, Hashki Reinu. So the Meister, he is going to have a problem. Now, he can't say because Christmas is the time. Listen, a very slow minion, which is unlikely. So then the halacha is also interesting. Again, this is the way he's got no option of doing another minion, because it's not ideal what he's doing here. So what he's allowed to do, Bishar Sadchak, is he can start Shmoyne Esra with them, Mariv, down Shmoyne Esra with them, and afterwards he says a Birchas Krishna. Yes?
So in the summer, so that it's nice if someone before goes to bed.
So that's another option. It's not ideal, but it's something we should look at clearly. This option is where you've got no other minion. If there's another minion you can go to, you shouldn't change around this part. Now, I must tell you, I've tried to look for a long time today, but I could not find anything in that. There's a very strong minion in many places that if someone comes late to Shul for Maariv, so what happens is, let's say in this case over here, what he does is he doubles Shemini Esrei with cousin, then the cousin says, Aleinu, Kaddish. The person, let's say it's me, I'll say Baruch Hu Hashem Am Voirach, myself, for, with a minion obviously, and everyone answers that I cannot be this Krishna. Now, I must say that is not so posh. I've heard this for a long time, I've heard this many years ago, that this Baruch Hu Hashem Am Voirach be said is not so posh. I haven't got it clear myself, but in Simon Samach Tes in Shulchan Aruch, it looks like that the Ramah says we do not say Bolchu at the end of davening unless it's the chazan who's saying it to most other people. But a yochid should not say Bolchu Shem Avoyer. Now, I must say from the Ramah there, it looks like he's talking about a case of where a person davened Maariv. That means a person came late, but he missed Bolchu. So he came in the middle of Birchas Krishna, right at the beginning, and he thought, I'll cup around, I'll be able to say Krishna. He does Krishna, everyone's done Kaseda, and then he does Shemini Esrei. After Shemini Esrei, he's realized Mr. Baruch Hu, so he wants to say Baruch Hu. It looks like that's the case that we're talking about there, that you should not say Baruch Hu in that case. Now, I'm not sure why, it looks like from the Darkei Moshe, the reason why he doesn't say it is because Baruch Hu was instituted to be followed by Brachos. That was the whole takana of Baruch Hu. So if you're not saying anything in the Chayra, that'd be a problem. I say a chazan is different when the person is doing it. You might say, "Well, yeah." That, I don't know why it's different there, but they say the chazan or the person who's doing that is different.
We always do it
in Esrei.
No,
what?
People come
late. Yeah, I know. I've thought myself. I just want to check. I couldn't find 100% clear this, but it looks like it's not so posh. It doesn't look like it's such a posh thing to do this. I don't know. I spoke to someone today. He said he remembers for a long, long time ago also this thing that it's not posh to do. Really, one should not do this, actually. I don't know. I've not got it clear. So I'll have to revire it a bit more.
The oil does it, like
I say. The oil palm, people do it. People do it. The shahid is two things. Are they doubling Maariv afterwards, or are they just saying Baruch?
Just saying Baruch.
Just, no. I'm saying, have they caught the bitter krishma already?
Yeah,
looks from the Darkei Moishe, it's clear that what? No, because the Darkei Moishe, the whole idea of Baruch was Masukkan that you should say the brochas afterwards. So according to the Darkei Moishe, it looks like it'd be alright if you said brochas afterwards. But in Simon Samach Tes, in the Shulchan Aruch, you can look there, there are more mashma that you do not say Baruch at all after a marriage.
So the one who hasn't davened,
who says
Blessed, he could
say Baruch
and then carry on his marriage.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like the Darkei Moishe, but I don't know. There are more in Simon Samach you do not say Baruch for marriage. But he's right, Simon, I don't know, so they will do this. Okay. All right, what's it like?
Well, Mario.